UCR, what's your favorite scary movie?
So, every 23 years, for 23 days, a movie gets to hurt our feelings really, really badly.
Yeah. Really Should we badly. Just preface this with it's not good?
Look, we're going to get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, all you kooky little creepy critters, welcome to an update of Uncensored Horror. Last year we were delivering them hot and fast for you because there was a brand new movie coming out. We were so excited, or some of us were excited. We were interested, let's just put it that way. Excited might be too big a word. But we were interested because there was finally going to be a new sequel to the 2001 hit Jeepers Creepers. And we're like, all right, let's review all three of the movies we've got so far. Yes, different quality, different opinions. All right, cool. But let's just get excited and, yeah, let's do it. And then for some reason, and I don't know what it is, we didn't actually get around to reviewing the new movie until a meme started to pop up on Facebook and TikTok and all your social medias, noting that it is 23 years this year since the original Jeepers Creepers was released. So we're all very old to start with, and it also means that we have very little patience. But I thought, you know, the meme's circulating, why don't we bite the bullet and just jump in and do a review?
I wish there was a bullet.
Jeepers Creepers Reborn.
I just want to say,
or as people like to call it, Jeepers Creepers, Stillborn.
You know, it's a belated International Women's Day, and I am offended.
Well, it's not even. Yeah. I think just if you have eyes, you're offended. I think we can not bury the lead here and say we didn't enjoy this movie. I don't think anyone that has any kind of taste will have enjoyed this movie. But there is a reason we'll get to at the end of our little review. But let's rewind a little bit, because at the end of the last review, we had some not happy little patriots of Jeepers Creepers Ravenous when it turned out to be a prequel to the original movie and thus the second movie as well. I think that this it has to be the last installment, because hello, who's going to want to write a sequel to this?
Coffin.
This is not even nailing it the coffin. This is filling the coffin with cement, taking that cement-filled coffin to the mouth of a volcano and dropping it in. This is like napalming everything that was good about anything to do with this franchise and just absolutely shitting on it. Does this movie make you feel better about the last movie?
Yes. I can respect the last movie.
The last movie looks like Citizen Kane compared to this.
I've never made it a secret that I don't like these movies. But, you know, what the fuck?
What the actual fuck?
Just like, what? I mean,
do you know when I knew we were in trouble? Do you know when I knew we were in trouble? The CGI driving.
You know when I knew we were in trouble? When they used the same joke in the first 10 minutes of the movie. I don't even think it was the first 10 minutes. I think it was the first 5 minutes when they're recycling that joke. Beating you. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake, how many times are we going to use this joke?
I know, and it's just
not
like,
funny. It's still not funny.
Look, the opening with the older couple, I thought this could be okay. until it turned out. So then it was a fake out, and it was actually just like a YouTube video about, I'm assuming, a loosely based story, like retelling of what happened.
An urban legend with Derry. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it, but I thought it could have been okay. Like, it was crappy, but I was like, okay, I can do this. An older couple could work, but it was just it. Yeah, I'll let you direct us, Steve, through this mess, because this is your fault. I do blame Stephen for this.
I think so. What I imagine from seeing the age of the car in the first section, and the quality of how the creeper's car looked, I believe this was pre Derry and it was Chris, wasn't it?
Gina, wasn't it? No, yeah, Gina. Gina.
It was Chris. Gina. Yeah, but her name's Chris, isn't
Trish.
It?
Trish.
Yes, it Trish. Is Trish.
Oh, okay.
Derry and Trish Jenner, yes. I believe it's pre that. And Omar, a knowing homage, I would guess, because even the church where the creeper was dropping the body down the body chute was not as degraded and, you know.
Well, that's what I thought.
Well worn.
It was, yeah. You know, and it looked like, you know, an older car. But then he said, I'm calling this in.
Yeah, but he wrote it down. He didn't have a mobile phone. Yeah,
he was going, they were going to
a service. They were driving to the next town. They were driving to the next town to call it in.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Which made more sense.
He's going to Morse code it.
Yeah, he's like, he's going to use a carrier pigeon out. It's like, okay, cool.
All right.
So still a better movie already, Steve, whatever you're going with.
I know.
Because, you know, I thought it was like 60s or something like that. And then he goes, I'm going to call and I'm like, wait a second.
And then we go from one CGI bad driving to another CGI bad driving. It's like, you know that people have been driving in movies for like quite a while. How does this look worse? They've obviously
done all this on a soundstage.
How does this look worse than the old school rear projected people going, like, how does this look worse?
Because I don't think anyone cared about quality when they made this film. I don't think this movie had millions of dollars put into it, and not one of those people who put their millions of dollars into this went, hey, wait a minute, guys, this is a bit shit. Like, this is, I don't know.
Diarrhea.
I don't know what was going through people's heads.
Any further, did you guys follow a story?
I
followed really bad character decisions and really
It was set in 2021, and the bad male lead actor and the bad male female lead actor were going to a paranormal like horror convention in a random town in Louisiana. It just happened to be the 23 days that, you know,
what were their names, Steve? Do you remember the main characters?
Chase and Lane. Yeah, Laney or Lane. Yeah, Lane.
Lane. It was Lane.
They kind of went back and forth between Laney and Lane, but that could have been a pet name.
Yeah. He was the worst pick for a lead I've ever come across.
Well, I think they wanted to have an interracial couple. And
she was like the poor... The poor man's, what's her name, from Camila Mendes from Riverdale. That's who she looked like. She's like the poor man's version. This is like, this is the Wish version of Jeepers Creepers.
Well, you know who he kind of reminded me of? He reminded me of an actor, and I really can't remember his name.
Katie, can you give us a call back to your leprechaun promo now?
In this universe, people know the creeper exists. Yeah. It is an urban legend, and it is part of horror, you know, lore that they even made a movie. But they made three movies about him called Creepy Creeper. I'm like, as if they would make that. Like, anyway.
Well, let's be fair. This is called Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, but that's funny. But that was catchy. That had something to do with it. They couldn't even afford the song.
Yes, they couldn't even afford the song. They couldn't even use the original song. It's
like, Creeper, you've got a delicious face. Da, 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 da. It's like, yeah, what?
So we got Chase and Lane are driving to this event, right?
Convention.
And he's all, yeah, so he's a pod. No, is he a podcaster? Yeah. No, he's just really into conspiracy theory stuff. And yeah.
Yeah.
And they sort of seem like they're vibey, like, you know, like then they get well, to their, cool. Well, I don't want to skip out everything.
He wants to propose to her. She's like, oh, I'm sick at the beginning of a movie. I wonder what's happening to me.
Preggers.
Anyway. And then random gay friend comes in for 2 seconds and
see, this is where I was going before with, like, they tried to throw a lot of diversity into this film, which I'm not against at all, but why, like, you're having this gay character. Okay, so you've represented gay people for what? 5 seconds for him to get out of the car, run like a sissy, and do a pee and get killed. Like, it's, what's the point of that? Diversity for diversity's sake.
I'm really sorry, but why would you go that far into the woods to pee? Did you see the road he was driving on?
Like,
I'm telling you, they spent all their money on the film.
Just in case the audience doesn't know, I'm super gay. Like, whatever. It's just pointless.
They spent every single dollar on all those kills. That's where it all went. Every single dollar.
But the kills were like off-screen kills with little
bit of catcher
hitting the ground.
No, they didn't, because you saw, like, okay, you know, I'm
whatever happened to him
after effects.
It doesn't matter.
No, I think they spent the money on cars.
What cars? There were no names.
Cars, not cars.
Oh, cars.
Cars. They spent it on cars. And because even when they get to, so they stop off at a little curio store, whatever, and there's a psychic lady that, you know,
badly miscast. Touch, like, what the fuck was
touch,
that?
Oh, yeah. They touch hands and she sees this mysterious thing pushing a carriage. I'm like, telegraph it more, people. Telegraph it more. I mean, the movie's called Jeepers Creepers Reborn. Let's be honest. We all saw it coming, but Lane's pregnant and not told, as the psychic says, oh, he doesn't know. Neither does she. And then they go to this hotel. Okay. With a very nondescript, one might also say, it just looks like a white room that they've put doors in. Because we can't afford a hallway set.
Hey, I thought the room was cute.
We can't afford
to go to a shit
hole. The hallway set is just a white room, with two doors on the inside. We can't afford the hallway set and the hotel room set. Let's decide which one is which. Okay, cool. We're in there.
And then we get them to do the little costume sexual thing. Yeah. Like, she dresses up as Harley Quinn and she dresses up as something else.
We can't name any of these people.
But she's gay, so you're like, you know.
Yes, as she takes the positive pregnancy test.
Because it seemed like a little couple getaway, so what?
Maybe they were meeting up. I think they were meeting up.
They were probably going to go to the convention together.
Yeah. So as she has her positive pregnancy test, the crow slams into the window and the biggest overreaction in history. Like, that was the one genuine scream I think she gave in the whole movie. And I was like, fuck me. Oh, okay, cool.
This movie wanted to be Rosemary's Baby so badly.
It wanted to be something.
But it doesn't have, you know, the
actor. Okay, no. I know you're not a fan of Victor Salva at all. But he wasn't involved in this. Because he's a piece of crap human. I know. And you can tell. You can tell.
You can tell. No, you can definitely tell.
The person he is, he's a great director. And no, this is just a piss poor attempt.
I was going to say, I'll give him this. He had a great script. That first movie was a good movie.
And a great vision. He sold it. Yeah, he sold
vision,
it well.
A vision. Well, he had a vision for the character and a vision for the story.
Envisioned, you know, little boys in sexual positions. But that's not here.
He's just one of the ones that have gotten caught. Anyway, we'll continue. So it gets worse. I don't know how. The horror hound convention.
I did love Bodhi's costume, though. That was A+.
I also knew there was a problem when you can't get free extras to populate your convention. That was the most sparsely attended convention I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that was bad.
That wouldn't have run. They would have closed down.
And that was pretty bad. I was thinking that too.
Yeah,
like,
couldn't you just put an ad in your local paper and just have all the locals come out at least? Because obviously the aesthetic of some of the cast, they didn't care how people looked.
This is going to age me quite immensely. But I remember the casting call that came through for the rave scenes for Queen of the Damned when it filmed here in Australia. And people travelled to go and be extras. It didn't tell you what movie it was because, you know.
And did they get paid?
No, they got fed, but they didn't get paid.
Yeah.
But people drove to the outback to be in that movie. Like people and cast your mind back to how many extras there were in Queen of the Damned in that rave scene.
That was huge. In the middle of,
that was a huge audience. Yeah, a huge audience for Full of Start, that like they all played and the music played and da 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 da. But that took a couple of days to film. This took like about 5 minutes on a Steadicam. Yeah. And that was about it. And it's just like you can't get your uncle, your auntie, your cousin, and like just
they
come
have,
and sit.
They I was have like, what? Makeup artist play an extra.
I'm sure they did because the Horror Hound convention, where
which is the real convention,
like the film.
Well,
it's a real convention and it's
popular. Then why couldn't people who love going to Horror Hound to come and do that? Like this, is
Horror Hound should have like actually, you know.
Would you want to be connected to this movie? Because I wouldn't.
Well, we'll talk about it at the end of,
people don't know.
at the end of this review, everything will make sense. But there is after inexplicably becoming a ninja, with the shurikens that, you know, may or may not be real, creeper artifacts with the guy with the weird beard, Stew. They find out that they're in a raffle because, you know, that's what
happens.
Yes, because
they bought the $50 antique map from the really badly cast psychic. Is that how they entered the raffle?
Or was it was with their tickets. Okay. So Madame Carnage, who is a Sherry Moon zombie wannabe, I think. Did you get that vibe from her? It was very Sherry Moon.
There is not a single
ritual
in this movie. Not a single.
Well, Sherry Moon zombie. Hello, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, fine, but anyways.
I think Sherry Moon even wouldn't touch this. She'd be like, no.
Actually, you know, the one movie that I thought she was actually kind of, well, no, let's be fair. House of a Thousand Corpses. Yep, Romeo.
I like that movie.
I actually didn't mind her in Lords of Salem. I think I'm one of the only people who saw that movie.
No, I actually saw that movie more than once because one, I saw it the first time and said, what the fuck was this? And then I said, okay, I need to give it another try. And then I said, okay, what the fuck was that the second time?
I think she actually had some character in that movie because she went from like Meek and Miles and then everything happened around her. And there was a bit of acting. Like that's the most acting I've seen from her. You know, a character arc.
Okay, we'll have to actually like do that one because like
you have to go back.
Well, because I get the concept behind that movie. Like, I get
it's just confusing. It's just like,
okay, we're gonna do that one, but back to this.
Well, Six Degrees with Kevin Bacon. Meg Foster was in that. Meg Foster was in Ravenous. So there we go. we can link it back somehow. But anyway, surprisingly. Lane and Chase win the raffle.
I don't know if they wanted to win that
round. Drawn by the psychic, wasn't she? Without her wig on.
Drawn by the psychic with about 10 actual entries in it with, you know, supposedly hundreds of fucking people there. But that's okay. You couldn't do a Hunger Games? Like, no. So they win a chance. They win an abandoned plantation house that's been converted into an escape room that is creeper themed. Yes, that's.
I'm gonna call it "Win the Night in an Abandoned Plantation." That's all.
Yeah, this was meant to be like an escape room starring the creeper.
Yeah,
that's what.
So Lane slash Lady begins having visions.
I hate this movie of, now. I gotta be honest.
visions of a ritual within the house, and we get like any kind of mystery about what was going on. This is a movie for people who've never seen movies before. Like, they show these cloaked figures, but they show their faces. So it's the couple from the first part, the psychic, the priest out the front. They're all in cloaks and da 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 da, rocking this baby carriage. Or then she's standing there, and I don't think that was even her body. That looked like her head on a nude mannequin, like. She's having all these blood-soaked, like, you know,
this movie
visions.
Wants
wet
to
dreams.
Rosemary's Baby so badly. Just couldn't do
and then
it.
Randomly we get thrown in a couple of extra characters. Cause
the podcasters or whatever they are, the
yeah,
TV
so
presenters.
The cameraman, random Asian girl, the Hollywood
producer. Well, random Asian girl was also the blonde bombshell. Because
yeah,
she was called a blonde bimbo a few times, so I'm going to call her Bab from now on, blonde Asian bimbo.
She was the host. She was a podcast host.
Yeah.
The one person I thought actually had some acting chops was the director. He was acting. I feel like he had the acting chops. He had played asshole quite well. Where he's like, what are you doing here? I'm blowing up about stuff.
Can we pause after they win this trip to the escape room and they're heading out there? What the hell was that scene with Lane getting jealous of Bab, whatever her character's name was, I can't remember.
But hold up. Mm-hmm. Another part that I knew we were hugely, hugely, hugely in trouble. The creeper reveal.
Didn't he look so messed up? Like
I'm not even being funny. Was it a midget for a second? I know that's not correct terminology. Little person, dwarf, whatever we want to say.
He looked like a mask than anything. Like it looked like you know what it reminded me of Ethan Hawke.
Putty from Power Rangers.
Putty. One of the putties.
A putty from
Power
Rangers.
Meets the black phone. It was weird.
He looked more human than he did like a monster this time.
Ever.
Well, you could see the actual suit too. It looked like a suit.
You could see where the suit connected to the body, and it was
like.
He
didn't look very like monster-like.
And again, we had this complaint with the last movie. So much of it happened in daylight and that is the brightest night I've ever seen in my life. Like
they had the spotlights in the shots.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even bother disguising them.
I don't get how like if you look at the first movie, right? The first movie was literally nearly all shot at night, and I get that that's expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is an expensive thing to do. But they didn't have 7 million locations.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it depended on the strength of the actor, the actors that they had. Cut to 3 more movies down the track. Even when they're in the graveyard, that's a set because the CGI behind them is so bad that nothing moves except them through the environment. It's like, I don't know how anyone with any passion for filmmaking could shoot that and go, yeah.
Well, you know, it's, well, I guess it's whether you look at it's unfortunate or fortunate, is Victor Salva had the script written for this movie, and he had Gina Phillips attached to it.
We're going to talk about that at the end of the night, at the end of this harrowing journey we're on, because
so was anyone jarred though by when Lane carried on about the podcast girl to her going to be fiance, the guy she's pregnant to? There was really nothing in their interaction that was inappropriate. It was like an episode of Degrassi High, and I'm like, so am I meant to like this chick?
Excuse me, or Degrassi, you're telling Degrassi's the kids on Degrassi can act.
Excuse me, how dare I was gonna say, how dare you?
You know where I'm going, though. It was juvenile and stupid, and I'm like, why am I meant to
watch this shit? Degrassi High has gone for over 30 years.
Degrassi gave us, Drake? Who else?
Look, let's not get sidetracked. So this is big.
About how much we love Degrassi High.
Yeah. We get it, but my point is, this was a really childish moment for her, and I was like, I don't like her. She's an idiot because it doesn't make any sense. The guy did nothing wrong. The girl, the podcaster, did nothing wrong. Like, yeah, maybe they liked each other a little bit, but it was never inappropriate. I just thought it was out of nowhere, and this main Lane is just a moron.
She's
an unreasonable moron. With better writing, you could have set up that, like, he's
if he had cheated on her before, or there was something else,
he's more into her than she's into him. And that could have come out in the gay phone call, you know, like, I'm going to break up with him, but then she finds out she's pregnant. Like, give it some stakes, because there's no stakes.
That, you know, when you're pregnant, you're insecure in your body and blah blah blah. But
She's literally just found out she's pregnant.
She just done the test. Right, like, oh, my whole mental state shifting from that two lines.
She goes from zero to cunt in 0.5 seconds.
That's the only thing I can come up with, is that they're just trying to establish, you know, you're pregnant and you're insecure in your body.
Hormonal.
I was pretty bad.
No, you're being way too generous there with an explanation.
The cameraman can't set up his equipment. The cameraman can't set up his equipment without Wi-Fi?
I don't know.
I don't know what cameras
work
on Wi-Fi.
Isn't it cool that the creeper has come back after 23 years when Wi-Fi wasn't really a huge deal back then to know I better take out the Wi-Fi tower? Isn't it great that he understood
that? That was some fucking Halloween 4 curse of Return of Michael Myers shit with the creeper running into the tower and walking away as it explodes. Like, what the fuck? And if anything, that should have given them permission.
He should have winked at the camera.
That should have given them permission to go to that festival and have a massive, like, slaughter moment. You know what I mean? All those
with the 10 people there.
Just hear me out, because if the idea is that the creeper is attracted to fear, and they like the pheromones of fear turn it on and make it want to like do the little dance. If a massive festival goes out in the middle of nowhere, there's going to be some fear pheromones in the air. Like. Yeah. That didn't make sense to me. Obviously, bad writing and no budget restricts us from that. But, again, bad CGI is she gets swept up by the creeper and taken away.
Oh.
And we're all so
concerned for her. Like, oh, no.
He acts like a little bitch, too. It's just like, shut up. He really annoyed me. All right.
I wasted an hour and a half of my life that I'm never going to get back on this movie.
I'm not about toxic masculinity, but grow some fucking stones, brother. Like, yeah, the woman you love's just been taken away. You're just going to sit there and scream.
I've never cared less about two main characters.
All right. So they enter the house randomly and start fighting. And we find that Lane slash Lainey has been bound to it. I didn't see those ropes tight anywhere onto a table, and the creeper's like doing the smell thing. Could have been done better, but of course, no one really cared. And he begins to stab her in the abdomen. I think the whole thing is that he was supposed to eat the baby and live forever. Is the vibe?
But the thing is, I don't get how. Like, if she's not even a baby yet. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But is that the idea? But is that the idea?
Pregnant.
Because she is. Well, all right, I'm gonna really shoot a shot here. That's kind of out there. Is it because that her body is creating and sustaining life, that if he consumes that, then that will further that was the whole thing with Trish. If you remember in the first one, he didn't want Derry, he wanted Trish, because the creeper had something that Trish wanted. Trish had something the creeper wanted. And I assume from that is that the creeper wanted to be able to reproduce in some way.
Possibly.
He's obsessed with the female, not the male.
If you want to eat a baby, you might want to wait a few months.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe he doesn't want to be a baby. It's because, you know, the creation of life. Leave the bread bank
a bit longer, hey, Katie.
You know, it might be that. Because we see it quite literally when if he loses an arm and eats an arm, he grows another arm.
Okay.
So if he consumes whatever is going on inside of her, not that it's a full stem baby, cells. You know, the stem cells, that kind of thing, does that then prolong, he's constantly regenerating life, though. So no matter if he loses his head again.
So you're saying that,
you know what I mean?
Consumes a fertilized egg, he can keep.
He doesn't need to eat an arm if he needs an arm, because he'll just be able to regenerate.
Okay, I see what you're saying. All right,
maybe that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No. Okay. But who's to know?
The terrible writing.
Who's to know from this movie? Like, we're looking. I think we've thought about it more than they ever did.
I was like, it was a messy thought, but it wasn't your messy thought. It was
no. But it's a thought. Yeah, I thought I came to it because I was like, there has to be a reason for this. Anyway, yeah. There's a gunshot and. The creeper comes upstairs, plays the off-brand, non-licensed version of the song, where it makes sure to say the word creeper and eyes, but we can't actually play.
Well, why couldn't they at least get Peekaboo, at least? The one, you know, by the Banshees and, like, you know, I'm sure that's cheaper.
They probably
couldn't afford anything at this point. They couldn't even afford the horn from the original movie. We will get to it.
Well, they couldn't afford backdrops either, because it's all CG.
We will get to it.
Okay.
So the creeper abandons Lady and hunts them through the house. And no one really cares. Like, I feel like that's the whole thing. They're not even tension filled chase scenes. At least with the other movies, there was a sense of thread. There were moments where you go, oh, that's creepy, and it was sniffing people out or looking at them.
You cared about Derry and Trish.
I'm not even talking about just Derry and Trish. I'm talking about even in that third movie, in Ravenous, when they were doing the dirt bike scene and the creeper was like picking people up off dirt bikes and running with them, and like when they were trapped in the car, like there were moments of actual tension and, you know, something that. There was horror in horror movies. I was just like, oh, funny that. Like, I don't know. Like, there was nothing.
I actually, can I be honest here? I started skipping through the movie, and I never like to do that because I think I started to just fast forward to how they got offed. So
No, I had to pause and restart.
I fell asleep.
I had to pause.
I fell asleep. I had to watch it again. I had to start it again.
I was getting so angry at this movie. I'm like,
yeah, I fell asleep last night and got up and watched the rest of it today.
Oh, so did I, Steve. Oh, twins.
I'd start picking up my phone and then I'd have to rewind. So I'd pause it. So I'd just like start paying attention again.
I'm going to look at the message that I sent to Luke. I'll see if we can, is it appropriate that I
superimpose it? Probably not my response.
Oh, wait. I can't really read it.
It says
So I said at 2:36 a.m. this morning, this movie is fucking woeful. And Luke said, it was a contact at 11:07 this morning. So
when I finally finished it, that was the first thing I said. I was angry.
We bled through. So everyone gets...
The first message I sent to you guys when I started this, like, I don't know how far into it, I said, I know we're supposed to wait to discuss this, but oh my God, I was so angry about it.
Just yeah.
Raging.
So anyway, everyone gets killed. And the weird thing is, right?
Well, the blonde chick's death was weird. Didn't she get the axe in the back of the head?
She got axed in the back of the head. It fell out.
And ate her brain.
And he scalped her and ate her brain.
Yeah, why did he eat her brain? Because she didn't seem like she had a big one.
She's a podcaster. She's not smart. Hello.
You know why? Because he doesn't know any fucking better. And apparently he needed to know.
He needed to know where he was at all times.
Listen, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. You don't need to know every fine detail of this movie. You're not missing out.
No, you don't. I did like anything. They did try for those bits of, you know how like in the other movie there was like little bits of comedy when you're like what the fuck when he went. And gave him a sassy face when they were screaming. He's like, oh, no, don't you scream. But where are all these people? If the town, this is what we're supposed to believe, the town is implicit and feeding this thing every 23 years, where are they?
And where is that plot? Where's the detail? Like, they left that whole thing out.
Yeah,
and how does that badly cast psychic know all about him and knows to set up a meal for him with a baby in the tummy? Like, where was any of this ever explored?
That whole thing, you get that from a phone call she makes.
On a landline.
And the weirdest looking phone I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. Anyway, Lady with her abdomen stab in the small circle of blood that she has, frees herself, basically does a whole lot of exposition, goes, yes, wait, I'm so pregnant, Bubby's yes, still I'll marry in there, you.
Or is Bubby out?
No, Bubby's in.
What was he doing? Like a genetic test or something on the...
So the recap says that they discover that Madame Carnage, Lady Manila, and others have been worshipping the Creeper and luring victims to his house for consumption. They don't know. All right, the only reason they find that out is because like they move that floor stone. And
well, if he was hungry, there, but... wouldn't he start with that fat psychic? I mean, fuck, I know, right? The meal right there. Like...
It's a meal in itself. But it doesn't implicate them in the slightest that the townspeople are doing it, because if so, wouldn't the townspeople be around the hotel making sure that no one left, that they couldn't get out?
That would make too much sense.
Too much cast. Too many paydays for the actors as well. Billable hours.
You know what? Someone probably said that in a meeting. Like, shouldn't we like put this somewhere? That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
We don't have enough time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or money.
So anyway, for some reason, Lane just becomes this brilliant, I don't know, idea. And they go back to when old mate cut his finger on the weather vane at the shop originally.
Hey, what was that?
It's a really clumsy, like, preteller that they're going to, basically pin the creeper to the ground with the weather vane from the house. Like, There was no other reason for it.
Of course. No, bad. Now that you say that, that makes total sense.
Yeah, it's bad, bad writing. So, again, the ninja that is named Lane manages to not only throw a knife at him and stab the creeper, but then stab his eyes out with the two shurikens that she remarkably has.
Yeah, she's like April O'Neil.
Oh, and
yeah,
she has check out those peepers or something.
Yeah.
Oh, check out those peepers, bitch.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Please. That's when I physically felt ill. And a bit angry with everyone on the show. I was like, what the fuck are they?
The weather vane falls and impales the creeper, and then these birds that have been around forever.
And that random white omen.
Yeah, random white crow that we've never seen in any of the movies beforehand. The creeper,
crow.
Yeah. The creeper gets consumed by the birds and he flies away and that's really the end of the movie until, like...
She, like, had black eyes at the end of the movie. Did you notice
that? I don't know what that... And then, the crows vomit the creeper back up and he's, like, a little baby-born, like, pink creeper.
Yeah.
As it screams at the end of the movie.
Yeah, so
it's just like...
The little new baby.
Aww. We'll probably get another one.
No, they're desperate. The black eyes, I think, was supposed to be like she's been infected by the evil or something. She's going to give birth to a baby creeper. I'm sure that was probably what was intended or something, but that's not going to happen. And look, I was so confused with this movie in general, and blah 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 blah, until I read about the legal drama that followed. So this movie was made in 2021, I believe, after the pandemic. Released in 2022.
Bubs, I might explain why there wasn't many people in the...
But it is the subject of a lawsuit. Myriad Pictures, who owns the rights... Can we join in on that suit? We should. Myriad Pictures, who own the rights to the films, because they produced the previous films, were not even notified that this film was in production.
Damn.
So essentially, this is a glorified fan film that has found its way into the mainstream. Yeah, exactly. Into the mainstream because of the legal drama that already surrounds Jeepers Creepers. It's found its loophole. So it generated its own hype. Yeah, this to me explains everything. It's like, oh, okay, cool. This for me, cast your minds back, people. This is like the worst version of those post-Scream slasher movies that we were in the early 2000s, those direct-to-DVD slash video sequels slash like rip-off movies that you'd see. That's what it reminds me of. I didn't used to mind watching those movies and wasting my time that way. Mm-hmm. I certainly do now.
Right.
I certainly fucking mind it now. This movie is a slap in the face to anyone who enjoyed the original movie, who enjoys cinema at all. Anyone associated with this movie should never work again. There isn't a redeeming quality to this film.
Not a single one.
It doesn't even get a rating to me.
I can't even play devil's advocate for this one. Like, usually I'm the one who will find something redeemable. There's nothing.
And I can't believe it was released in cinemas here in Australia.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get a cinema release here.
It was released in cinemas here. Like, that tells me what the world thinks
of us.
It made $6 million, though. Off the trickery and the deceit of its creation, it made $6.1 million, which is...
How much did it cost to film? Do you have those stats?
It doesn't say, because it's probably a tax write-off somewhere down the line.
Spaghetti cans.
So... So this was mostly shot in London. And the new truck had, a truck had to be built because the original trucks were in the United States. So transporting the trucks to London would have been too expensive. So that's why.
Well, they had no idea that they were doing it. So that's why.
Right. So that's also why. The reason the horn does not sound the same is because the original horn was composed by someone named Bennett Salve. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And he was a friend of Victor Salva. Did not reach an agreement to use the sound.
No, they didn't. Well, this is the thing. Like, the fact that it got made at all is like an amazing clusterfuck of horrible, horrible coincidences. That, you know, you wouldn't be proud of this, is what I'm saying.
No.
If it was on your IMDb, you're like, oh my god, I would want it scrubbed.
Yeah.
Those actors don't need to work again. The CGI people.
Well, they didn't really work during this movie either. They're just standing there like, oh, hello. I don't like you. You're cheating on me with someone you just met.
Now,
it was.
There is an update.
The budget was around $5 million, is what I found real quick.
Okay. So all right. There is an update, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God.
Victor Salva.
Oh, God.
Is currently filming a movie in Louisiana. God. Rumored to be his Jeepers Creepers 3.
Oh.
But apparently that has been dispelled, that it's a movie called Haunted.
Okay.
Where the lead character, if they touch people, they see how they die.
Oh, interesting.
Which kind of sounds like the psychic from the first movie, right?
And the psychic in this poor attempt.
When she met Darren. Well, she didn't really met Darren, like I see you screaming alone in the dark.
I liked her.
I don't know. So look, I think we can all agree this should be stripped from cinema history and, you know, Bird should never see it again.
I feel like they should be, like, taken out back and punished.
I know I'm probably beating a dead horse at this point. I would still like to see Trish again.
I like
Trish. I think that that's the missing piece to this puzzle that hasn't worked. Do you know what I mean? We were so invested in Trish and Darry because Gina and Justin did such a good job that I refuse to believe that character would have stopped looking for her brother ever.
No, I don't think she would have either. She was a ride or die.
And to have her teased at the end of Ravenous, when she's like, I'm coming for you. That's the girl I remember from the first movie. Of course she wasn't going to be in the second movie because it was happening pretty much at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's still an option to make a good movie, even after this one. Whether it actually happens is another thing.
And, you know,
well, if this thing made some money, it's possible, but it's really, really bad. And it's like one of the – this is the – Jason Goes to Hell of the franchise. Like, it's one of those ones that really causes permanent damage, and it's very hard to keep it in, like, they'd have to ignore it when they do the next one, or just very just allude to it, because you couldn't really acknowledge this as a serious entry because it's just awful. It's awful on every level. It's awful production, awful writing, awful performances.
I'm not about rebooting movies that are only 20 years old, but I think the only way you could do it, like, I want a sequel with Trish. That's what I want. But for this to be a franchise, again, I think you would have to just do a solid reboot.
I think you're not alone in that, honestly. I think there's a lot of people out there who would say the exact same thing. I think the desire is out there to see Trish.
Yeah. Well, if the people watching, would you like to see Trish Jenner again? I think in the age of reboots and requels, maybe going back to the source material is the way to do it, and go, like Halloween did, you know, making it a direct sequel to the first movie and essentially, I guess, ignoring the franchise behind it. But
well, the second and third one don't really hurt that first film. The second and third one didn't hurt them.
This one hurts. This one hurts.
Well, you know what's nearly as bad as this is that third I Know What You Did Last Summer. So it's...
I only watched the first 10 minutes and was out.
It's really bad, yeah. So this is the same kind of thing. I think the sequel, just it doesn't need to completely pretend it never happened, but just don't talk about it. Don't ask, don't tell.
Those direct-to-video sequels like Urban Legends 3 and like... this is what this feels like, and... we had gotten away from that, and I was like, oh, cool, that kind of movie making doesn't really happen anymore. I don't waste my time on that because they're a franchise that I love.
Hostel 3.
Why is it always the third entry? Ravenous was okay. This made me look back on Ravenous with more positive thoughts.
Well, Ravenous had people who could act. It had some production issues, but it wasn't terrible like this was.
Happened in the daytime. Ravenous happened too much in the daytime. And that was the biggest problem with Ravenous, is that it was all in the daytime.
Hostel 3 was in the daytime.
It's like you can make a horror movie in the night, like in the daytime, be scary, but this is proof that just because you put it at nighttime with CGI doesn't make it any better. But look, whether the creeper rides again is completely up to the fates at the moment. But we are neck deep in anticipation, really, because next month the Strangers are back.
Strangers disappoints me.
Strangers are back, and it is confirmed now that the Strangers this is chapter the third one. It's a prequel.
I know, but we're
so we shall see. That trailer looks very tempting.
But we've now established that the third film sets you up for disaster.
But technically, from what I have gathered, and this leaked out a while ago, and I haven't seen it since because I remember reading it and going, that's really interesting. The way that these are filmed, they're called Chapter 1, Chapter 2, and Chapter 4. Two prequels, the original movie, the new sequel, Strangers Pray at Night, is how it would unfold.
Pray at Night's the ending because they actually.
Pray at Night would be. Well, obviously, it's the ending because everyone got pretty fucked up at the end of that one. But if you want to check out The Strangers, we have knocked on your door with two previous entries. I will be going to the cinemas to see that one. I have a special place in my heart for The Strangers. So I like Madeline Pesch too from Riverdale. I think that she'll be great in a horror movie. Be good to see what happens, I guess.
If there is a third entry to a franchise that is not shit, and you can prove me wrong, put it in the comments, because so far I have established a pattern that the third one is the weakest one.
Even in Scream. Now I gotta know. Even in the Holy, Holy Trinity.
Friday 3, but other people don't, so I don't know if that's an argument.
That is actually a good point. Friday 3.
Oh, okay. Kyle just said
Friday the 13th.
We're talking
Alien 3, I think, shit.
Yeah.
I'm establishing a pattern.
Terminator 3, shit.
Candyman, Day of the Dead is the third one, isn't it? That's not good.
Shit. All right.
Put it in the comments if you can prove us wrong with the third one.
If you can prove us wrong, please let us know. But otherwise,
Critters 3.
I think the next thing we have scheduled might keep us awake for a little while.
Boy. Boy.
There's a little rhyme that goes with it. One, two, Freddy's coming for you. We are finally doing it. It's happening. Every town has an Elm Street, and we are going to visit ours very, very soon here at Uncensored Horror. So get ready to strap in and join us on Elm Street. If you are, here, I'm going to put it out to the universe. If you are a mega fan of Nightmare on Elm Street, please get in contact with us, because you never know, we might have you on the show.
Third Elm Street.
And we've had Lisa Wilcox on the show, so anything could happen.
Third Elm Street was good.
There we go. Broke the pattern.
Third Elm Street was good. There we go.
Yeah.
Broke the pattern.
Yeah, there we go. So you can't use that one when you're putting your argument in for a good third.
So until we speak to you again, make sure that you keep those papers in your head where they belong. Bye, y'all. Keep it creepy. Blah.